The one good thing is that although I am a bit of an insomniac, read a lot, at least I've got a little soundproofed room to hide away in and be an insomniac. And I've just been messing around with embedding booze in comments and rather than downloading them and messing around with them in Logic or something, Logic Audio, an audio sequencing package. I thought I'd just record this, which is really easy to do if you just pick whichever booze you like, write a list of them, and then embed them all in one comment. It's going to be a noise, but that's because it's not like I've rehearsed it or anything. I'm just going to play loads of booze at once that are from the one thing, which I thought was quite amusing. It might be a bit of noise, but anyway, here we go.
Vanilla ice cream.
This is Mike Coulter from
Digital Agency. I've been doing DIY now for. Well, I've got an active moment in front of me. And very sadly, I can see my last week was 3 hours ago.
Too much.
Yes, I have
mark
my
time
with tweets. Beckerton right now. What time I shut the laptop? What time I have to take the
Hello everyone, my name is Nick Pettit. I am the co-founder of Leaf Designer.
For a second. Right, so tomorrow would be Friday the 10th.
And now I'm audio boo. Maybe a little bit in response to what Paul had to say about IE6 update.
Knock a blog out.
And first of all, Paul, I'd like to thank you for sharing your opinion.
The audio quality of this.
We really, really appreciate it. And we hear your voice. And to everyone that feels the same way as Paul does, we hear your voice as well. We understand that there are going to be strong opinions against
if only we could podcast easier.
Because there are very strong opinions that went into its creation.
Never really cut it for
we
me.
Take
I don't know why
matter very seriously,
this is very
and
intuitive.
We understand that
I much more intuitive than
is somewhat of a morally gray area,
you know,
but we think that for a browser that
so
you know nearly 10 years old now,
along with this app,
and
amazing,
for a company that uses somewhat subversive tactics to advertise their browsers, we think that it's okay to be a little bit evil, and that the cost justifies the means.
You are
really,
a
this
citizen
is a very complex and multifaceted issue, and it will require a number of solutions to resolve it. And you have to go on a site-by-site basis, and that's why we think IE6 update is the appropriate solution.
Even do anything like tweets.
You have to look at your audience, and you have to understand, you know, how they're going to react to something like that. If you have a very technical audience,
Laters.
They might be using Firefox, Safari, Chrome, etc. And if they find out that you're using something like that and tricking your users, they very well may feel the same way that Paul does.
Hello. How are you?
Enjoy them with some vanilla ice cream. God, that's good.
Hello.
I've been doing DIY now for.
How are you?
Well, I've got a laptop open in front of me, and very sadly, I can see my last tweet was 3 hours ago.
Hello.
Yes, I have to mark my time with tweets so that I know what time I shut the laptop.
I'm just getting carried away. Yeah, you get the idea.